Good afternoon, Aiken and Aiken.
Hi, is Paul around?
Who's calling?
This is Alfonso with Cardiff.
I'm sorry?
This is Alfonso with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in different.
And what is this regarding?
It's some financing that he did through TD Bank.
Hold on, please.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, Paul. This is Alfonso with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
Bank
good.
Of Cardiff?
Yeah, no, it's Cardiff. It sounds kind of funny over the phone. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in different.
What is that?
It's a bank. We're located down here in San Diego.
In San Diego. Okay.
Yeah. I know you're busy, so I won't take much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance that we mailed out to the business about like 2 to 2.5 weeks ago. It looks like the offer was based upon like some past financing you did with TD Bank back in 2011. Does that ring a bell?
No, not really.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, but based on this financing, your business is pre-approved for some equipment or some working capital. Looks like $250K. So this is me just kind of checking in with you and see and if you have any like projects coming up or anything where you might need some financing.
What kind of interest rates?
Well, normally we don't base it off interest rates. I have to know what you kind of look like on paper before we go into that. Were you thinking more equipment or capital?
Well, I don't really know. To be honest with you, I don't really have any need for equipment these days, and I'm not even sure if I even need any capital.
Uh-huh.
But if anyone is calling me to tell me that they have an interest in lending me money, the first question I'm going to ask is, well, what's it going to cost me?
Right. Yeah, well, we don't have... We have to look like what you look like on paper first, and then how long you've been in business also. So it has a little different determinant, so we can.
So that was. So you got some sort of referral or hit from the fact that we did business with a bank, but you don't have any particulars about who we are.
Well, it's Aiken and Aiken. Just on some past the financing that was done to the business with the bank. Based on that good reputation you had with them, you're pre-approved with us for $250K.
Well, if we're pre-approved for $250K, then what is it that you need from me before you can give me an interest rate?
I would just need either what you're looking to do, if it's either for equipment or for some capital. So once you provide that kind of information, I can either determine what we can actually do for you and what are your needs. Yeah.
Well, why don't you send me another thing through the email or something, just so I know who you are.
Okay.
I don't have... what you sent me apparently before, or if I did get it, I probably didn't keep it. So
right.
Send it to me again.
Okay.
Let me see. I'll talk to my brother about it. I don't know if we really are in the need for any money right now, but you never say never, and it wouldn't be a bad idea to just touch base with somebody who's willing to lend us money at some point.
No, yeah, exactly. What's a good email for you? Maybe I could just send you the information through email.
Send it to me at my business email. It's paul@aikenandaikenpc.com, and
Paul.
You spell out the last name, A-I-K-E-N, and then spell out the word and, at paul@aikenandaikenpc.com.
PC.com?
Correct.
PC.com. Okay, Paul, yeah, I'll definitely follow up with you. I'll send you that email.
Right.
How's business been out there for you guys?
Good. I've been in business for 40 years, so it's, you know.
For 40 years?
Pretty predictable. 40, yeah.
Wow, that's a long time. How are sales for you guys this year? Are you guys like, are we up? Are we down? How is it compared to last year?
You know what? It's always about the same. It really doesn't vary very much. I have
uh-huh.
to honestly say that it's not cyclical. It's not really meant of anything. I mean,
uh-huh.
it's uncanny. So every year it's pretty much predictable as what it's going to be. I mean, every once in a while you got to get a big hit, but it's a personal injury claim case. I mean, personal injury business. So while it's unpredictable in its very nature, the number of cases we take in and the income that we bring in is pretty steady. It has been pretty steady on a regular basis. We don't get a whole lot of blips, ups or downs. So it's
uh-huh.
pretty much the same. So, which is not a bad thing since we know what it is.
Right.
So.
Is there like a busier time of year that you guys are a lot more busy?
No, not necessarily. I mean, you would think that in the summertime we would be more busy, but people mm-hmm. get accidents no matter what time of the year it is. So it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You know, there may be more people visiting down here, but it's still, it's still a situation that's kind of unpredictable in terms of how people wander in my office.
Right. Cool, that's cool. Do you guys have any plans for growth this year?
Well, to be honest with you, the only thing that I may do in the near future, not in the distant future down the road, is probably sell my business to somebody who may want to, some younger guy who wants to come in along and do something. So that would be more likely. What I'm not going to be expanding anywhere. I'm at this stage in the game. I'm 68, and I'm not likely to be trying to recreate the wheel here. You know, I'll hang in there for a while longer, and then at some point, some young stud wants to come in there and buy my name and my business. You know, I'll be happy to hand them the keys. What do you let them do it? Right now, we're happy doing what we're doing.
Cool, yeah, and congrats. Cool, and do you have a bank you got you lean on for any finance?
Yeah, we have a local bank that we
local bank. Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a line of credit with them?
Not currently. We've had lines of credit in the past, but we haven't found the need to go and get a line of credit lately.
Kind of
so
digging.
We're not doing it.
Okay. All right, Paul. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'll send you my information so that way when something does come up, you know who to contact.
Sounds great. Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.